Hello and welcome to the CSFL Hub podcast. I'm your host as always, Kyle. Today we'll be going over our week 9 review. Just one game this past weekend. The MSFL finished and wrapped up their postseason tournament and championship game last weekend with St. Mary of the Woods College being crowned your inaugural MSFL champions. And the CSFL, all of the other teams finished up their regular season games last week, penned 2 weeks prior. And this one is for all the marbles in the CSFL. Navy played Army, and Navy won this one 28-21. My player of the game is senior running back Alex Toda. He ran for a monstrous 193 yards with 2 rushing touchdowns. Also added 1 reception for 12 yards. Now, Navy came back in this one to win their second straight CSFL title. They were down at the midway point of the second, 14-0. Before they started to make their run, had it 14-13 at halftime, and then managed to outscore Army in the second half, ultimately to win the game. Lots of big plays from their usual big hitters, in ascending order. You got to start with Brandon Atwood, threw for a solid 101 yards with a touchdown, also added a rushing touchdown as well. Atwood's been a model of consistency throughout the year. I look at him and a guy like Frank DeMeo from Caldwell, who, neither one of them was throwing for the most absurd numbers week in and week out, but always consistent, 100 yards there, 150 yards, 90 yards, always with at least, one passing touchdown, usually can add 1 to 2 rushing touchdowns as well. So just a consistent presence at the quarterback position for Navy, who has struggled at the quarterback position for a few seasons. So to have Atwood, who really broke through last year but came back post-injury and continued right where he left off last season, has been just a consistent presence for Navy at the quarterback position. And then ultimately, when you have Alex Toda, who once again stole the show, this has just been an absolutely spectacular season for the senior running back. I said it, throughout the year, but he is, now that his career is finished, he is absolutely one of the best running backs to ever play in the CSFL, to ever play spring football, to ever play for Navy. Just some of his season totals, or some of his career totals, are up there with the greats. He finished his career with 1,722 rushing yards with 28 rushing touchdowns. That's the second most rushing yards in Navy history, and he's tied for the lead for the most rushing touchdowns in Navy history. He's also tied for the lead for the most rushing touchdowns in Sprint football history with 28 with a fellow Navy player, Eric Wellamont. So just puts into perspective the type of career Toda's had and how much he's meant to this team. Year in, year out, he's undoubtedly one of, again, the best running backs that Sprint football has ever seen. And he's one of the best offensive players to ever play, and most certainly one of the best players to ever suit up for Navy. So big ups to the senior who finished his career with a bang. He also did, another big feat, which hasn't been done in a few years. He's the first running back to rush for 1,000-plus yards since, I believe, since Eric Wellamont did it in 2014. Eric Wellamont's 1,269 was the last 1,000-yard rushing season. So it's been almost, 7-8 years, close to 10 years since a running back ran for 1,000 yards. And for him to do it, again, is a testament to, how much this team believed in him, how much this team needed him to produce. So again, big ups to the senior and closing out his career in the most absolutely impeccable way possible. And then you go to the defensive side of the ball for Navy. Again, all year it's been just guys, getting the job done, not necessarily too many spectacular performances, but you have a Paul Kuehler who led the team in tackles with 10. You had a junior DB, Dante Carrisco, 5 tackles, 1 INT, 1 pass breakup. Definitely crucial there to help slow down a very, very explosive Army passing game. So, just your typical guys producing here. Devin Martin had a 6 tackles. He's a guy you got to watch out for. One of their better defensive players on the line. So, definitely a well-balanced attack for Navy on the defensive end. So, So Navy ends the season with their second straight CSFL championship. Also ends the season undefeated. So Navy is your 2022 CSFL champion. Other side of this one, Army. Again, Army, they did take an early 14-0 lead, but ultimately that Navy running game just wore them down. Wore them down as the game went on. Junior quarterback Mikel Wilkie did not have as spectacular of a game as you would have wanted if you were an Army fan. He only threw for 78 yards with one interception. The offense just couldn't really get going in terms of passing the way it's used to. Now, I will say for the Army offense, their saving grace on the day was undoubtedly senior wide receiver Donovan Mannion, who led the team in rushing yards and receiving yards. He had 70 rushing yards on the day. Also had 56 receiving yards on 6 receptions. So Mannion was the catalyst for the Army offense on this, you know, this past Sunday, and he did everything he could, to affect the game in a positive way. He closes out his career, you know, with some pretty impressive numbers. He's fourth. He has the fourth most receiving touchdowns in Army history. Also, the fourth most receptions in Army history. And you know, when you have guys like Tom Jeffers, Cody Knipe, Tom Williamson ahead of you, you know you're in really, really good company. Those are three of the top receivers all time in spring football history. So you know, you just look at the things that he's meant to this team the past 2 years, and he's been one of the premier wide receiver threats the last two seasons in the CSFL. Another guy had a really, really electrifying game, Trey Carson, who had an electrifying run to give himself a rushing touchdown for Army on the day. He also had 4 receptions for 22 yards. And Carson's been a guy who's really come on, you know, to play that secondary role to Mannion as a wide receiver. You know, runs different routes, gets different plays called for him to get the ball in his hands. But he's been able to produce all season. He's definitely, you know, a top performer in the CSFL. You should look for him to end up, you know, with some Hub recognition as well as some CSFL recognition. Definitely a very, very capable wide receiver. Came on for them this year, which really made a difference to have another guy to go across from Mannion instead of just having to force feed Mannion all the time. Defensively, same thing to comparable to Navy. Army had their usual suspects step up, at least from the linebacker position. You had junior linebacker Michael Sullivan and junior linebacker Luke Gigliotti really, really have big days. And, you know, when you're going to play a team that's going to run the ball this much, you know, you definitely need your linebackers to step up. Sullivan had 13 tackles with 2 tackles for loss, and Luke Gigliotti had 11 tackles, both to lead Army on the day. Now, the Army defensive line did not have the day you were, you know, hoping for if you were some of those coaches, especially from some of your better players. You know, Winsor was a little quiet. His brother James Winsor was a little quiet. But, you know, they definitely did have their plays here or there. Just couldn't string together enough big plays, enough tackles for loss to really slow down Navy on the day. So Army ends their season with a 6-2 record. And they are the runner-ups in the CSFL. So that is a wrap. That is our CSFL and MSFL season. It's been an absolute blast. If there are any, you know, last minute games, who knows, we definitely will cover them. But, you know, it's looking like that's just about a wrap for the season. So it has been an absolute blast. I can't say enough great things, particularly with having the MSFL come in their inaugural season and just played some top-notch ball and, you know, bring in all these amazing, amazing players who can help, you know, usher the league forward, usher spring football forward. It's just been an absolute blast and a pleasure to cover both of these leagues, and I will continue to do so for the foreseeable future. So, once again, that is the wrap for the CSFL and MSFL season in this year, 2022. Next up for the Hub, we will begin working on our CSFL, all CSFL Hub teams. I believe I sent a tweet about this out the other day. So these will be national teams. So we'll be pooling players from both leagues. So it is going to be highly, highly competitive. There are going to be some good ball players who, you know, don't make our all CSFL Hub team. In terms of the league, they should be getting voting going soon. The coaches all vote for players in the CSFL. I'm sure the MSFL has adopted a similar practice. Full transparency, a lot of guys, you know, you're probably going to be upset with sometimes, you know, the practices that the league doesn't reward, you know, some top guys from time to time in some past years. So, you know, but don't let any of that deter you from continuing to grow as a player, from you continuing to get better as a player. Same thing with our all CSFL hub teams. You know, it's going to be even harder because we are just pooling from the best players from each league. So there's going to be all league players in each league who don't necessarily get, you know, on this all national team. It is going to be for the absolute best of the best, the cream of the crop, the creme de la creme. So just wanted to get that out there. You know, one thing that we do probably a little bit differently than both leagues is, you know, we're watching the tape, we're watching the games, and, you know, applying context to those games. You know, hypothetically, you know, player A has, you know, a 15 tackle game here, and player B has like maybe an 8 tackle game with one sack, one tackle for loss. You know, who was this guy playing when he got his 15 tackle game? You know, ultimately, yes, you still have to go out there and produce. Both teams are agreeing to play, but, you know, it's levels to this. You got your 15 tackle game against maybe, you know, one of the not so good teams in the league, but player B, you know, had a really good game or a slightly worse game than player A, but it was against a top-notch talent or a top-notch player at a position. You know, we're going to take all those things into account. So things like that, you know, particularly with corners, specifically corners in terms of defensive backs, you know, I'm looking at pass completion percentage when targeted. You know, how often can teams throw your way and complete passes, you know, at will. So that weighs a little bit more, you know, in how, you know, things get analyzed over here than interceptions. You know, not that interceptions don't matter, but you got to apply context to interceptions too. You know, did you have 4 picks that just fell in your lap? Or did you really have to go up and snag something a couple times, you know? So all those things matter. All those things matter when you're trying to build the most fair and accurate representation of the top talent across both leagues, you know, as possible. So just keep all that in mind, you know, over the coming weeks when we are, you know, building these teams out. Also, we will be awarding 2 national awards as well, our William R. Wagner Offensive Player of the Year Award, and then our Don Award, which is our Defensive Player of the Year Award. So there are definitely some strong candidates in both leagues for both of those awards. And we'll, you know, whittle it down and really, really dive in and dial it in to look at that and, you know, pick a winner for both of those awards. So that's what's coming up next. Also, you know, probably some end-of-the-year graphics, some end-of-the-year videos. I'm working on a video, you know, I want to give too much away about that one, but I think it'll be well received, and I think it'll help a lot of teams in terms of recruiting and just having something to show young athletes in terms when you get the question, what is sprint football? Or, you know, I've never seen sprint football, so working on something there tucked away, but definitely want to get the postseason, you know, awards and stuff done before I drop that. So, and on that note, thank you for joining me all season. Appreciate all the love, all the kind words I've gotten from players, coaches, alum, parents. I'm going to continue to grind, do this. You know, I love doing this, love shedding light on these teams, these players, and these coaches. So with that said, it has been a blast. Thank you for joining me on the CSFL Hub podcast. As always, I will talk to you guys next time. Peace.